Democrat Stacey Abrams announced earlier this month a second run for governor of Georgia. She lost by a narrow margin back in 2018 after a massive grassroots campaign to mobilize black and brown voters. That groundwork is credited with helping Joe Biden win Georgia in the presidential election. But as political winds change, will those grassroots efforts benefit Abrams this time around? Ince Ufot is the CEO of the New Georgia Project, the nonpartisan group that Stacey Abrams created to register voters of color in Georgia. Ince, welcome back to the show.
Hello, and thank you.
Your organization registered nearly 600,000 people in Georgia to vote in the 2020 election. But this time around, as you told us last summer, your big concern is voter suppression. How are you thinking about the task of mobilizing support for Abrams this time around?
Well, we do not exist to elect Democrats, right? We exist to build a more active, engaged citizenry. And we exist to win real wins for Georgians and their families. And we're having millions of high quality conversations with Georgians every day, year in and year out. We don't do the grand opening and grand closing that political campaigns do, that we are a consistent presence, building power with communities of color. And we'll only continue to get better and smarter as we head into the 22 midterms.
Well, let's talk about those, some of the challenges, though, that you're dealing with. The voting laws in Georgia that were passed last March, among other restrictions, limit the use of ballot drop boxes and adds photo ID requirements for absentee voting. Republicans say this is to ensure the integrity of elections, to prevent fraud. Can you explain how these laws, though, complicate your work?
Well, they complicate our work. First of all, because it's important that we tell the truth, that the Republican lies are so polluting our sort of information systems that we can't even begin to talk about the impact of these trash laws because we can't even agree on what is happening. You have a party that has determined that the results of the 2020 elections are illegitimate. And in service of them continuing that lie, they passed or introduced almost 400 anti-voting bills in 48 out of our 50 United States.
Well, let's get into the work that you do. Republican Governor Brian Kemp has some competition in his own party for this upcoming election. Trump withdrew his support for Kemp after the governor insisted that there was no voter fraud in Georgia last year. Former Senator David Perdue, who is a Trump loyalist, will run against him in the GOP primary. In what ways does this change the calculation of your efforts? Are you trying to win the hearts and minds of conservatives, or are you more squarely focused on the Democrats you haven't been able to mobilize so far in Georgia?
Well, we are, New Georgia Project is a nonpartisan organization. And so what I will tell you is that it is our ambition to register and engage and capture the hearts and minds and organize with those who are not involved, those who do not see themselves as a part of our democracy. Now, that is young people of all races, new Americans, new Georgians of all races and ethnicities, and ideologically conservative as well. Again, we want to have a more reflective Georgia of all of our communities.
If elected, Stacey Abrams would become America's first black female governor. If she loses, it will have been twice, which potentially, politically, is a big blow. How are you thinking about this?
I am thinking that I am a feminist immigrant organizer raised in the deep South and continuing to do work here. And so I'm used to losing or having things stolen from me. And so it won't be something that I am like celebrating. But what I do know is that what Stacey Abrams represents is bigger than the outcomes of one election. And again, that is evidenced by the sort of push for voting rights that we're seeing all across the country. I think that that will continue to be her legacy, regardless of the outcome of the 2022 gubernatorial election.
Ince Ufot is CEO of the New Georgia Project, a nonpartisan group that Stacey Abrams created to engage and register voters of color in Georgia. Ince, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
On a federal level, Democrats worry the Voting Rights Act could be close to death's door, and they're pushing for national legislation. Latasha Brown is the co-founder of Black Voters Matter and lives in Georgia, and she says that despite best efforts to mobilize voters of color, activists in Georgia can't out-organize what's happening with Republican efforts to restrict voting rights. Here's Brown speaking this week with MSNBC about what needs to be done.
We're going to have to put pressure on federal legislation. I think it's quite ironic that the president is hosting a democracy summit with world leaders, yet right in his own backyard, what we're seeing is we're seeing efforts to actually undermine and marginalize Black voters and brown voters all across this country. So if we want to talk about democracy, as my grandmother used to say, charity begins at home.
Latasha, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. So listening to you there on MSNBC, President Biden has said that protecting voting rights would be a key issue for him, but federal voting rights legislation still hasn't made it to his desk. Some thought it would actually be one of the first tasks on his agenda. How disappointed are you by that?
I am incredibly disappointed. It is the fact that we're at the end of 2021 and we still don't have federal legislation. But not only that, you know, while we've heard the president say that this is a key part of his agenda, we've just not seen the kind of actions to say it would be so. The fact that you would think about using the filibuster for an agenda item that's important to you, but not necessarily push the Senate to put away the filibuster for voting rights legislation, I think speaks for itself. The fact that you would actually host a democracy summit in Washington in your backyard while currently, as a Black voter in the state of Georgia, I have less voter protection now than I did last year. And partly it's because Black voters historically supported him and the Democrats. And so here we are getting punished for participating in the last election cycle that actually benefited he and the Democrats, and they won't do everything that is in their power to make sure that voting rights legislation is a core and a central issue.
Well, in the state of Georgia, you like to remind people that since 2018, the Democrats have captured 2 congressional seats, 2 Senate seats, and 3 state Senate seats. But political winds, as we see, are changing. I actually asked Nsei Ufat this too, but in addition to federal voting rights legislation, do you have enough Democrats in Georgia to support a win for Abrams? Is that part of the strategy also to get left-leaning Republicans on board? And if so, how do you do that during these polarizing times?
Well, you know, I do think that there are enough voters in the state of Georgia. When you look at this last, even the last census, that is not the challenge. The challenge is, can the numbers overcome the level of cheating? And when I mean cheating, I mean using tools. There are 3 tools that have always been used to suppress the vote in the South and throughout this nation. One has been around restricting access to the ballot. You know, we saw that in SB 202, which was the law that was passed in Georgia last year that actually gives less days for absentee ballot voting. It puts a number of things from organizations being able to support voters on the ground. You know, a second thing has always been around creating a culture of fear. And I think part of what you saw in that same SB 202 was legislating elements to actually create fear, to say organizations to not participate or to help people literally move them to the polls, to help mobilize them to the polls. And then the third thing has always been to legalize a process that will weaponize the administrative process. And so we're seeing that in Georgia as well. We're already seeing the Republicans in Georgia that are seeking to take over election boards in various counties and to remove people who have been doing this work for a number of years, who have integrity, to remove them from the voting rolls and to give themselves the power that if they don't like the outcome, they can actually overturn the results of an election.
So what is your call to action?
So I think we need several things. One, I think we have to continue all across this nation to push for federal legislation. We cannot let up on that. I think we actually have to go deeper around pushing this administration going forward. It should be the most critical issue going into 2022. The second thing is, I think we're going to have to make sure that we are removing people from office who are standing in the way of progress, who are literally okay with suppressing the vote of others. That's just not acceptable, no matter
where you are on the spectrum. And so we're going to have to come out in record numbers to try to overcome some of this weaponizing of the administration process for us, which is going to require us organizing. And I think the third thing is we're going to have to locally put pressure on every single level. This has to be such an issue that it becomes the key and the most critical issue that Americans are facing or Americans are talking about every single day to make sure that democracy is not unraveled.
Latasha Brown is co-founder of Black Voters Matter. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and happy holidays.
And in the coming weeks, we'll explore the Republican strategy, and we'll also hear from Republicans who have turned away from former President Trump and are now thinking about the work ahead for conservatives in Georgia.